And now I'm going to go to an animal that, is far, far less dangerous. In fact, the worst thing that these are likely to do is poo on you as they fly past.
I certainly don't like them very much.
I'm sure that's happened to a lot of us. And this is actually a first study of its kind, and researchers have recorded what's going on in the humble homing pigeon's brain during flight. Now, writing in the journal Current Biology, researchers at the University of Zurich wanted to know if familiar landmarks could be associated with changes in brain activity. So the exact methods that homing pigeons use to find their way home are still actually a bit unclear, even though we've had years to study this. There's some evidence that they rely on the sense of smell. There's some suggestion that they rely on the position of the sun, the Earth's magnetic field, or familiar landmarks in order to track their way home. But because they're so versatile, it makes it really difficult to study, because even if you know exactly where they've been, it's really hard to say what method they're relying on at any particular part of the journey.
So what was this study doing that was new to help us understand more about this?
Well, they actually fitted the pigeons with a very small electroencephalogram, or an EEG. It weighs less than 2 grams, so it wasn't really a problem for the pigeons. And that records electrical activity in the brain. And they combined that data with GPS data for their flight paths. And so they were able to map brain activity onto geographical areas of interest. The pigeons were monitored as they flew from a release site all the way back to their loft.
That's incredible. So they're carrying not only a GPS to track them, but they're looking inside the brains at the same time. So what did the researchers find out from that?
Well, there were two distinct levels of brain activity they found. There was a middle frequency response, which happened when the pigeons were looking at something, and they checked this as well with pigeons in captivity. And there was also a high frequency brain activity, which seemed to correspond to familiar objects. And so this suggests that it's sort of additional thinking. So you've got the one set where they're seeing something, and then this higher frequency where you've got additional cognitive processing going on. Now, these results mean that we can use the record of brain activity to identify the areas that are important for pigeon navigation. And we would never have been able to determine them necessarily from GPS data alone. So this gives us a real insight and a unique insight into how birds navigate in the real world. Now, interestingly, there were a few bits of the journey where they found this unexplained brain activity. And this is the sort of thing that can really kill off a project. We just, I don't know why we picked up this signal. And it seemed to coincide with places that were so close to their loft that they couldn't possibly be useful for navigation. There's something else going on. The researchers called it a riddle. They call it a riddle in the paper, which is a nice thing to see. And it's one that they only solved when they went to actually visit the sites that the pigeons were looking at. One was a farm and the other one was a barn. And both of them contained large colonies of feral pigeons. So clearly these other pigeons down there had caught the study pigeons' attention, perhaps looking for their mates or perhaps looking for their next girlfriend.
Excellent. That is incredible stuff indeed, to follow what's going on inside a pigeon's brain as you let it fly around. That's fantastic stuff.